Late kick by Race, the 0-1 to Gill. And that is laced towards left field. Line turns to his right. He makes a shoestring catch as he backhands it right in front of his white and red cleat. Late kick in the 1-1. Line drive caught by Race right at his left hip. And then he underhands to Powell in time. That's a double play. That goes 1-3. Inning over in Rapid City.
Post 42 hopes to open season tomorrow night. I'm Chris Brento with your sports. The Gillette Rough Rider baseball team, weather permitting, will look to open its regular season tomorrow evening against Rapid City Central. Last year, Post 42 won 60 games. The Riders bring back four starting pitchers from their rotation, but only two starters from last year's efficacious batting order. Here is 16th-year Rough Rider manager Nate Perleberg talking about his talented veterans.
Yeah, I mean, all four of those guys are tremendous talents on the mound and power arms. We feel really good about those top four for sure. I think those four will match up with anybody that we play. And so those guys have done a great job and been great leaders. And
coverage from Lackey Memorial Stadium tomorrow night begins at 5, and both games of the doubleheader can be heard on News Radio 106.7 FM and online at BasinsRadio.com on the KIML stream. The Campbell County Campbell softball team picked up two wins on the road over the weekend. Campbell County beat Cheyenne South 21-1 and Laramie 3-2. With the wins, the Camels are 5-1 on the year. They return to the Diamond Friday night at Cheyenne Central. The Thunder Basin Bolt softball team keeps on rolling as they beat up on Laramie and Cheyenne South. Thunder Basin beat Laramie 7-1 and South 16-0. With the pair of wins, Thunder Basin is 7-1 overall and 5-0 in conference play. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.